Okay. So this week's parsha is Parshas Bamidbar by way of introduction. The Baal Ma'or brings down at the end of Maseches Pesachim, the question is, why don't we say Shehechiyanu on Sfiras HaOmer? So there are those who say that we say Shehechiyanu the first night of Pesach, and that goes on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Others say we're dealing with Shabuos, that goes on to the mitzvah, and we're concluded, and that goes on the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But the Baal Ma'or says that we don't say Shehechiyanu, he said, because it's Zechel HaMikdash. It's Zechel HaChorban HaBayis. And we only make a bracha of Shehechiyanu on something that we have, simcha from, not something which is giving us agmas nefesh. So the question is, why the coin to the Baal Ma'or, why is he saying this? So there is another Gemara that the Maimar says that he said you don't have to count days and nights like we do. You can count either a day or the weeks. I mean, you don't have to count both. Why do we count both? Now, that's our minutes, but you don't have to. Why not? It's because it's only a Zechel HaMikdash, meaning that there were two times that there are two different types of mitzvahs that we do Zechel HaMikdash. There's one type that we do based on the Pasuk Tzion Halo Tishali, that someone should always look after remembering about Tzion. And then there's another Pasuk Imesh Gachechu Shalayim Tishkach Yimini. The first one is B'Simcha. We should remember something that, for instance, we say Shehechiyanu, let's say a mitzvah of Lulav. It falls on a Shabbos, so we don't carry it the first day, we carry it the second day. So if you're taking it the second day, you still say Shehechiyanu, even though it's only a mitzvah to Rabbanim. Because that day, it's not, even though it's Zechel HaMikdash also, but it's a happy, well, let's remember, this is exactly how we used to do in the Beis HaMikdash. However, there are other times that we don't do it as a saying of what we did, but just remember, by the way, when there was a Beis HaMikdash, we used to do something like this. And that's what our Maimer is saying. You can either do the days or the night, but you don't have to do it exactly. Another example is, why don't we say a bracha on Korech, on, by the Seder? Because that's also very similar. Whenever you're not doing exactly that you did in the Beis HaMikdash, but you're only doing it as a remembrance, so you don't have to say the bracha. So that means that you're doing it for Agmas Nefesh, and so that's why we don't say a Shehechiyanu. So that's very nice as far as the Baal HaMa'ar explaining it. But the Rambam holds that counting Sfiras HaOmer today is a mitzvah d'oraisa, not a mitzvah d'rabbanan. Whatever reason, he goes through this whole thing, and he understands that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So according to the Rambam, why don't we say a Shehechiyanu? So Rav Soloveitchik explained very nicely. He said, what is the whole purpose? What are we doing during this Zman that we're counting Sfiras HaOmer? The Zohar explains that there always was a minhag of Avelus between Pesach and Shavuos. Nothing to do with the death of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. There always was such a din of Avelus. Why is that? So the Gemara Moed Katan makes an interesting comparison between the din of Avelus and the din of a Metzora. Metzora, someone has leprosy. What is the comparison? Both of them, I mean, the leprosy, when you have the Metzora, so you're sent Mechutz L'machaneh. And the Avel also is Mechutz L'machaneh. But the leper, we know, is because of Iser, because of Lashon Hara. It's one of the rationales. But the Avel, what does the Avel do? You know, why should he be Mechutz L'machaneh? So the Rav explained it as follows. He said that if you look at Kedusha, this is a very nice pshat, we understand you look at Kedusha very differently in the future. The first part of Kedusha, we say, Kadosh, 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 Hashem, Tzavakos, Melocha, Arz, Kavodo. And that was written by Yishayahu. And Yishayahu lived where? In Eretz Yisrael. He was there during the time of the Churban. Then the next statement is, Baruch, Kavod, Hashem, Mimakomo. What does that mean, Mimakomo? That is talking about that it's that Mimakomo by Yechezkel, from that Makom, from that place in Eretz Yisrael. He was already outside of Eretz Yisrael. And when we say Yimloch Hashem Elokai Tzion Dabrda Aleluka, there we're going back into it. So what we're saying is the Makom, the Baruch HaKavod Hashem Mimakomo, when you use the Lashon Makom, from that place that you think that you're far away from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why we say we come by Nicham Avelim. We say Hamakom Yinachem Eschem Mitzvah Avlei Tzivu Shalayim. Why the Lashon of Hamakom? Because Hamakam, we're saying, is that person, that individual. In other words, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who you think is so far away from you now, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will give you Nechama. I'll give you another example. In the Haggadah, we say, Baruch Hamakam Baruch Hu. Why? Because the Haggadah is the idea of this, the Haggadah of Golus. We're far away. This is Golus. So Baruch HaMakom, again, Baruch HaMakom that we think is so far away from us. So the comparison to the Avil is that's the idea of the Avil, that he thinks he's so far away. When we're going from Pesach to Shavuos, the reason why the Zohar is saying is that it always was a din of Avelus in the sense of to realize that we're far away from Hashem. Right, Chayiv Adam Liros Ki Ilu Yotzim Mitzrayim. He has to look at himself as if he just came out of Mitzrayim, meaning we every year look upon ourselves as if we're on the 49th level of Tumah, and we're coming closer and closer to Hashem during these 49 days until we can accept the Torah. As long as we're Matayar ourselves, that's the concept of why we're going from one stage to another stage. So therefore, the Rav is saying, why don't you say Shechiyano? Because when are you going to say Shechiyanu? The second day? The third day? The fourth day? The fifth day? No. Shechiyanu v'kimanu v'giyanu l'zman hazeh. You're saying that, thank God that I came to this level? It's not enough. I want to get to the 50th level. And therefore, you don't say a Shechiyanu. So this all of the parshiyas that we've been saying, we're reading ourselves now, but all the parshiyas between Pesach and Shavuos, if you looked at each one was trying to deal with a different understanding, a different concept to bring us closer and closer to Hashem. From the first parsha, that was dealing with the Korban Ola, because the Korban Ola was dealing with the beauty of Machshava. That now is when the reason why a Korban Ola, what is the Mechaper on? Just nothing that we've done wrong, but you have to first get rid of the wrong Machshavas that we have within us, the wrong thoughts. And each week we come closer and closer until this week. So what is the message of this week? It comes to Parshas Bamidbar. So the Parsha begins by Davar Hashem Moshe Bamidbar Sinai, the reason why Be'ohu Moed. And then we say, Se'u es Rosh Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael L'mishpech Osam L'veis Avosam B'mispar Shemos. So the first thing God is telling us in this is, I want you to count all of the Jews. I want you to count all of Klal Yisrael. And then he adds the words, B'mispar Shemos. What is B'mispar Shemos? The count B'mispar Shemos means in the counting of their names. Of their names. So the Ramban later on gives a beautiful explanation. The first reason why you have to count everyone, because we're going into Eretz Yisrael. From here, from the Midbar, we're supposed to, in 2-3 weeks parshas until Baal Oscha, we are supposed to go straight into Eretz Yisrael and to begin the time of Moshe Rabbeinu as the Melech HaMashiach. That all is going to be changed. But that's, so first you want to put an army together. How many people do we have? Let's count them. And then there's why Mispar Shemos? So Ramban adds, Ki Habol Lefnei Av HaNeviim. Because every individual would come in front of the father of Nevi'im, the Echa of Kadosh Hashem, and his brother, Aaron, Vahunoda Aleim Bishmo, and they would tell him, what's your name? Everyone would tell him the name. Yihyeh lo b'davar hazeh zechus v'chayim, and each one would get a zechus and life from it. Ki bo b'soda am v'chsav b'nei Yisrael, uzchus har harabim esbarim, so you see how many people there are, V'chein l'kulam z'chus b'mispar, misaper, when they tell them the story, she'yemina l'fnei, they go in front of Moshe and Aaron, ki yasimu aleihem einayim l'tova. He would look at each one of them, and each one would receive their own bracha. So, let me begin with discussing, there are a number of ideas that I would bring down from just this word, mispar shemos, of what the parsha is trying to teach us. The first is also what is it. This was also like the finality. This was the conclusion of Moshe Rabbeinu becoming Moshe Rabbeinu. And what was that? If you go back to Parsha Shemos, in the third parak, what happens? After after Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, he the first time he sees two Egyptians fighting with each other, so you know he kills one of them. And then Egyptian is fighting with the Jew, so he kills the Egyptian. Then there were two Jews fighting with each other, and says, oh, what's going on here? He says, like, we're going to kill us like you killed that other Egyptian? So Moshe says, oh, now everyone knows, and he runs away from it. The Medrash there says that Moshe Rabbeinu, at that moment, became fed up with Klal Yisrael. He said, I had enough. I don't understand this. I don't understand Klal Yisrael. Who were these people? Until now, he was trying to come closer to his people, per se. He had an affinity for the downtrodden. But then he goes out there and he sees that, oh, everyone knows about it. They're going to be Moser. They're going to talk about me. They're going to tell the Paro of everything I've done. So maybe these people really deserve what they're getting. Why should I help out? Maybe it's a good thing. So the Medrash says he ran away. He gave up on Klal Yisrael. And in fact, if you look at Perek Gimel, it says a number of times, who was Moshe? Chosen Yisrael. We knew about that. We know who the father-in-law is. Why do you keep on mentioning it? So Rav Soloveitchik adds to that. He says, you know why he keeps on mentioning? Moshe Rabbeinu went into his own world for 60 years. He went into his own world. He didn't have anything to do with Klal Yisrael. He just wanted to be on his own. And what did he do? He was the son-in-law of Yisrael. He was a shepherd. That's all he wanted out of life at this moment. He gave up a Klal Yisrael. So what was the first thing? What was the first thing when he's finally called in by the Kodesh Baruch Hu? It took him 7 days to convince Moshe to take the task. 7 days. And in the first Mara, what did he say? What was the Mara HaGadol? Vahasneh einena ukal. So Nesiva Shalom explained in the pasuk of then Vahasneh einena ukal, and I'll show you a different Nesivas now also after that. Nesiva Shalom and Rav Soloveitchik says something very, very similar. Hasneh einena ukal, the Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, what is your main task? What is your main task? First of all, to be a goel, in order for you to go down, you have to believe in yourself, and you have to believe in your people. You have to believe that your people are can change, and you have to see the greatness in your people. Vasna einena ukal means you had a bush that was surrounded by fire, but the bush was never consumed. So what he was trying to explain, what the Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to God, every Jew has a nishmas alukus. Every Jew has a certain idea, a certain neshama within him that can never be put out. Oh, there's a fire that surrounds him. It's a fire that surrounds every Jew. Sometimes the Jew doesn't even realize his own greatness. He doesn't even realize his attachment to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the So the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, but you as a Rebbe, you have to understand that within every Jew there's that nishmas alakus, that divine neshama. That neshama which yearns to come closer to the Kaddish Baruch Hu. And you can never give up on any individual. That was the mesh. That's what he wanted as a Rebbe. And it's a beautiful idea. Then the Mispar Shemos. Notice, what does it mean, Mispar Shemos? Every Jew has a name. A bracha that you're giving to each individual Jew, because each Jew has a potential. And the first thing is that you have to believe in each Jew. And moreover, why is this a pasha for us? This is not only for the Rebbe, but every person has to believe in themselves. You know, we're saying Mispar Shemos. You know, we're talking about every Rebbe. I always thought, you know, especially, I don't know how it is in girls' yeshivas, but I know in boys' yeshivas, I used to hate it. Every Rebbe would, you know, we didn't have first names. Brick, you know. Brick, say something. You know, like, I didn't have a first name. You know, my name is not Brick. My name is Menachem. Whatever you want to call me. I find it interesting. The one Rebbe who really did have, who took this very serious was Reb David Lipschitz. Reb David Lipschitz starts off, depending how he liked you. So I think the first week I became the Zogah. Every day I had to read the Gemara. I finally left and went somewhere else, but every day I had to read the Gemara and explain it. By the third week, it was Menachem, Ayi, Leib, and Reb Mordechai, Brikra. So I knew I was in, but it was just too much for me. But you see, he was trying to show that every person has a name. It gives you chashivas. So comes the Nesiva Shalom somewhere else, a beautiful. We know that it said, Rabbi Kiva says, Ashreichem Yisrael, if nei mi atem etaharim. You're so lucky. Who are you matar in front of? Umi matar eschem. Avichem shema shemayim. It's a great song. Why? What's the big deal? Who cares? Why do you have to be in front of Davka, in front of the Kaddish Baruch Hu. So what if that is? So he explains also beautifully. He says, you know why? Lifnei, he says, what do we say? Lo ayidei malach, right? Velo yadei yisaraf, ela Kaddish Baruch Hu b'chvodo v'atzmo. He took us out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Why did it have to be a Kaddish Baruch Hu dafka? And over here, why have to be Matayr in front of it? Because a malach cannot see inside every Jewish heart. And a malach cannot see inside the Jewish heart that he looks like a Russia to him. Right? The malachim by Kriyas Yamsuf, they said to the Kaddish Baruch Hu, why are you saving these Jews? Halalu b'nei Avodah Zarah, halalu b'nei Avodah Zarah. Everyone's over there Avodah Zarah. Why are you saving the Jews? Because the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, I can see inside. I see their potential. I see that they still love me, even though there's a fire that burns around them. Last week, I had said in my Parsha Shir, an idea of saying that this is so important to believe that in every Jew that you have this neshama. Now, this week is Yom Yerushalayim. I'll repeat it, because I think I really believe in this. You know, one of the ideas of the Satmar Rebbe wrote against the Hakamas HaMedina. He said, how could it be? How could it be that the Yeshua comes from people who are not from? They didn't. And Theodor Herzl, the first thing he wanted to do was to build something in Madagascar. So I was thinking that perhaps you could say as follows. That as from Jews, you know, we have the one thing that we have as far as being when we're from Jew, you see the good in everything. You know, even when we're having a machla and something is going wrong, you know, we hear so many of these different shiurim and people giving, you know, and a bracha says, oh, this is good for us, we're going to learn how to daven more. And the Jew, he learns how to take whatever it is. You realize, a from Jew says, listen, Mishamayim, Eis Hashem, I can learn something from this. You know, and that's what happens. You know, you live in America, and so Baruch Hashem, you live in America and you have, we have Lakewood and you have Williamsburg and you have Borough Park, you have West Hempstead, you have the Five Towns. We're very comfortable here. You can still learn so much Torah. So what it means, there's a ger v'toshav, as Avraham Avinu said, a ger v'toshav. A ger is a person, I'm not part of this world. I'm not part of the world. I'm separate. I'm a Jew. I'm a little bit different. I don't do all these ideas. Toshav means I want to be. So toshav there means I want to be part of the universal needs of all of mankind. But a Theodor Herzl per se himself, he wasn't the want to be a ger. He wasn't attached to the Torah. He didn't say that. He had his only one thing in life was to be a toshav. I want to be like I want to be accepted. I want to be accepted by all of the Gentiles. I want to be part of France. I want to be a real citizen. And then he realized he wasn't able to be a toshav. So he wasn't able to be a toshav. What else is that? That means you're a ger. So if you're a ger, you're a stranger to the. So you want to move elsewhere. You want to go. What are you going to do? She says, I'm going to create a country just for Jews. I believe that even though he didn't do it properly at first, but it was the neshama selukus that was within him that was going to begin the Yeshua. The Yeshua had to come from someone like him who had no understanding but a ger v'toshav. It was one or the other. And that was the haskalah of the change, of bringing us close into Eretz Yisrael. So that was the first idea. The second idea of what does it mean of the Mispar Shemos. Mispar Shemos also means that you have to believe. There's an idea which is quoted by Rabbi Nachum of Chernobyl, Chassidus Shavur, that we need, the Kaddish Baruch Hu needs every single Jew. You need in order to have Kol HaTorah Kula, in order has everyone has to be counted. Shashem Yisparach Motzi B'Mispat Tzava Yisrael V'i Efshe Sheyetza Shum Echad Mehem. It's another important idea. The first idea was that there is a potential within us to come closer to Kaddish Baruch Hu. Our desire, more than a potential, we have a tremendous desire to come closer to Hashem, to accept the Torah. The second idea is, so you say, oh no, I'm not so friends with someone else who will accept the Torah. And it's not true. What he's saying is, in the Mi'are Naim, that every Jew is absolutely necessary in order for us to be Mekabel Torah and to continue with Torah. Shemuchrochem lehiyos tamid shleimim. We have to be complete. Kemosha Amru B'Chazal, Ein Ashchina Shora V'Pachos, the Shechina is only going to be Shora in Klag Yisrael when there's 600,000. Vim Yeshiosa, oh, if there are more than 600,000 Neshamas are desiring for Hashem, good. But it can never be less. Kalala de milse yefsha sheyechza shum echad mehaminim. It can't be that we're missing even one. Right? You know the Lubavitcher Rebbe always says, and I heard Rabbi Kalmer say this also, the fifth child that doesn't come to the Seder. It's not, you can't have a Seder without the fifth child. Which you can't say, all right, so we lost the people, so we'll lose them. No, that's what he's saying, it's impossible. Everyone is necessary in order to create this again to become Kabbalah's Torah. And the Shloha HaKadosh, he said, that's even the idea of Yisrael, what does it mean? Vada, ki mispar b'nei Yisrael ha-yashishim riba. You should know that the numbers of B'tklag Yisrael were, what, 600,000. V'amru amim kubalim, who says, Shehem shishim ribo neshamos, hayotzim mishishim ribo osios haTorah. From the 600,000 words, the 60,000 words in the Torah. Sheruchanias haTorah heim nishmas Yisrael. Every Jew is found in a one letter, one pasuk, one idea inside the Torah. And the there's a idea that this is that the Chasam Sofer, I'm sorry, no, it's the Satmar Rebbe. The Satmar Rebbe explains that every single Talmud, every single Dvar Torah, every single Talmud Chacham. We need all the Talmidei Chachamim. Why? From the right, the left, the in the middle, all of the different ideas, they come out and they can give you a complete understanding of the Torah. So there are Yud Bei Sha'arim. There are 12 different Sha'arim in Shemayim. There are 12 different windows in Shemayim. How a person can be Oved Hashem. And our window is different than somebody else's window. So all of this is necessary. The Kedushas HaLevi, I'm sorry, you know, it's, anyhow, so the second idea is that each individual is necessary. You can't have one without the other. The third idea that I wanted to talk about, this is also something from the Nesiv HaShalom. Also very beautiful. Again, he has a different idea of what is b'mispar shemos. The Dor HaMidbar, the Yotzei Mitzrayim Ikar HaAvada Shelahem Hoysa B'Yisod B'Sur Meira. What was their greatness of the people who left Mitzrayim? You have to understand, they're coming out of Mitzrayim, the 49th level of Tumah. These people were Avadim. Avodah means a slave has no independent thought. He lacks the ability of creativity. He lacks the ability of freedom of thought. He follows his master. What did they have to do? When they came out on the 49th level of Tumah, it means is they had a very low sense of morality. Certain areas they were able to protect themselves, but in most areas on a very low level. What was their Avodah? Sur Meira Va'asei Tov. So how did they do it? They did it Sur Meira. The Fisha Hayu Meshukatim B'Memta Sharei Tumah B'Mitzrayim Ervas Haaretz. They were stooped in the 49th level of Tumah. Uchede'isa B'Medrash Midas Hadin Kachka Halolov Halolov Ba'Yizara. And like we said before, from Midas Hadin, there was very little difference between them and the Mitzrim and the Egyptians. The Ikar Avodasam Haisa Litzeis Mi Mitzrayim Uletair Metumas Ervas Haaretz. And what was their Ikar Avoda? To leave Mitzrayim. Just to leave Mitzrayim and to start shedding some of that Tumah. Ve'iludar baya aris, the next generation who went into Eretz Yisrael, their ikar avoda was asei tov. They were already in a higher. They were on a different level. They were on a higher level in the sense of they weren't on a level of tuma. They were on a level of tahara. Lehikonis Eretz Yisrael v'livnos abeis hamikdash. They were ready. They could have built the Beis HaMikdash. V'nei besur meiro haklal hu. What is the mesumra? Separating yourself from evil. B'shas ha'nisayon shel Yosef. Comparing to what happened with Yosef. V'tishahu b'bogda. She grabbed onto his begadim. V'haynu shetosa oso b'begidosa. V'tana lo hare ben kakavar chatas. So what do you want? You might as well live with me. You already were chote. The way you're dressing, the way you're acting. Then came Lama Shalotzi Ta'aseh Gam Havaras Azos. And this Yosef answered him, Einenu Gadol B'Vayzeh Hemeni. It's unbelievable. There's no one like me in this house. I'm on a high level. I'm on a very high level. Ani Adam Gadol Me'od En Gadol B'Meni. It's a thought to say when a person has to realize, what does a Jew have to think? What does he have to think about himself? He has to think there's no one on a higher level than me. That's what stops you from doing a chait. Im ein li mi li. I have to be for myself. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the Torah. He obviously thinks I'm on the highest level that he gave it to me and no one else in this world. Ve'ech esel hara hagdol hazos. How can I do this ra? How can I do this evil? V'chatosi le'elokim. Shelo ya'ala adam hagadol kemoni lasos hara hagdol. How could it be? Someone like me is going to do such an avera. Kasher yetzahar mefate Yehudi u'menase lahochiach lo ke'eno klum v'yidzei miyash l'gamei. You're going to act in a certain way to say, I can't control myself. Yachol kvar lachto shuv ki benkech benkel. And you can't say that. No matter, I have nothing to lose. No, Yehudi has to. Jew has to say to himself that I'm a gaiva, a gaiva to kedusha. Lahoshav leyetahara inenu gadol b'bayis hazemi meni. What does it mean, mispar shemos? The mispar shemos in this idea of what Nesiva Shalom is trying to say is that you have to think of yourself on the highest of levels. When a person looks in the mirror and he sees himself in a sense of royalty, he dresses a certain way. He acts a certain way. If you believe you're on a mission, you're never going to act in a certain way. You're going to walk in the streets. You're going to make sure people are looking at you. You don't want to be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. I can't be Mechal Hashem Shemayim. I'm a Shliach Hashem. I'm a hero, a messenger of God. If you think of yourself on such a high level, that's how you're going to succeed. There is a beautiful Ksav Sofer. It's a very similar idea. It says Se'u Ra'osh, Se'u es Rosh. What is it, Perush? Rashi says, why were you counting them at this point? Mitoch Yivosam Mana Osam. From the love that Kadosh Baruch Hu had for them, Se'u, count. Kikisha Omrim, Likostiniger Ayim Barambam, Venirili Kibel Meshachotim Aragim. So what happened? What happened when the Meraglim in a few weeks, when they are chote, when they don't follow their desires, v'lo somcha Yeshua Hashem, what happened? They weren't somcha on the greatness of God, Yeshua Hashem. Yesh l'mod, so we have to understand. Zechu shelo asam mishum shelo haminu sheyesh b'yicholas Hashem hoshim. What? They didn't believe God could do this? They didn't believe that God could save them? God, this God who took us out of Mitzrayim, with all the Yeser Makos, they don't believe that this God is able to destroy all of these enemies in Eretz Canaan. Ela sheyadu ba'asma shechotu be'egel. What did they think? Oh, we were chotim. We did already the chait of the egel. V'savru she'enem ahuvim lahamakom. So they thought, we're not loved by God. V'lachein yiru l'nafsham. And that's what I said, that God is not going to help us. Ela halo ro'u avas Hashem aleihem. Kitziva lenoso som behera lahem chiboso tomid. No, you have to see this idea to say, God never leaves you. That was last week's parsha in the Tochacha. That even when I send you into Gullus and I send you to all the other lands, lo ma'astam, I'm never going to leave you. I'm never going to despise you. What happened over here by the Meraglims, they gave up on themselves. I'll tell you a beautiful run. The Drushas are run. So in Parsha, in the Neviim of Shmuel. So far, they come over to Shmuel and they say, we want a melech. We want a melech. And Shmuel gets very upset at them. Why does Shmuel get upset at them? The Torah says, Sam tasim alech a melech. In fact, the Rambam holds that he was against parliamentary procedures. Abarbanel, who you know, lived in Spain and he was exiled in 1492 expulsion. He was very much against having a king and queen. He said, no, let's have a parliament. Basically, the more people involved in making decisions is better. But the Rambam disagrees. No, it should be a melech. So why in Shmuel was he so upset? Why was he upset at Klal Yisrael? Comes the Ran and says something magnificent, really beautiful. The Ran says that when did they come over to Shmuel? They just had a melchama. They were utterly successful. No one was killed. And now you're coming to Shmuel and you're saying, all right, let's have a king. When things are going bad, so you want to get rid of the shofet or the navi. You want to put in a melech. You want to change administration. But when things are going great, why would you want to change everything? So the Ran says, because they didn't believe in themselves. They said, right now, Shmuel, we think everything's happening because you're a tzaddik. You're the one who's protecting all of us. Oh, you think he's the one protecting us, and therefore what? And you didn't believe in yourself. You didn't think of yourself, what you could accomplish. That was the great chait of Klal Yisrael. The great chait of Klal Yisrael was that they didn't believe in their own abilities, and they were searching for Kaddish Baruch Hu to help them rather than believing in themselves. And that's the cause of chait. And that's the third idea of the saying of the Mispar Shemos. The Mispar Shemos, the saying is, you have to believe in yourself. You have to believe utterly that you're an individual who can accomplish. You have to believe that each individual is needed for the mission. And you have to believe that there is a neshamas elikus within you. And you have to believe that like the drushes around to believe that you're capable of doing it. If you think the Kaddish Baruch has walked away from you, if you believe that you're alone, you're never going to accomplish. It's funny, Rav Soloveitchik used to wasn't 100% in favor of the Muslim movement because he felt too much of the Muslim movement was putting an individual down, putting individuals like thinking too lowly of yourself. And the Rav held that you can't. You have to have a certain gaiva. It comes to when you're paskening halacha. Imagine, how do I know who am I to pasken? How can I come to? No, you have to have a certain understanding. And mainly me. Of course you're the person who has to come and pasken. You're the one who knows the halacha. You have to stand up. You have to explain to every Klal Yisrael. And then the last part of Mispar Shemos, and I think this is very important for now. Really very important to know. I'm giving a shiur next week. I think, and I don't know, I didn't hear back, but of some of the ideas that you learn from, we learn from crisis. How does halacha deal with crisis? And one of the issues I wanted to deal with is saying Birchas HaGomel. Should we all say Birchas HaGomel after this whole thing is over? Should be a universal Birchas HaGomel, everyone to say it? Should be individuals? And the Gemara does talk about the ability of one person saying a Birchas HaGomel for somebody else. Right? So the Gemara mentions of a Talmud for a Rebbe. A Rebbe was very sick. And they, when the Talmud came to see the Rebbe and he saw that he was better, so he said, Berchas HaGomel. He says a little bit different, a different Lashon, but he said it, Berchas HaGomel. He says, oh, you parted me. So there is a concept for one to say a Berchas HaGomel for another. But the interesting Taz. It's an interesting taz. He says, that's true. But if you're going to say a Birchas HaGomel because of Shalom, that's not enough. It has to be because of Ahava. It has to be because of love. What's Pshat? What's Pshat in that taz? Shalom is not enough reason. It has to be because of Ahava. I really believe that one of the things that we learn from this whole episode is, what does it mean to have Ahavas Yisrael? What does it really mean to have Ahavas Yisrael? You know, we see daily there are individuals who are not listening. Rachman al-Hassan, you know, people have a I don't know what it is, but sometimes the Gedolim say don't have a minion, and people run to do a minion no matter what. And you know that we see pictures and videos that always go around of certain people still having. So one video, I couldn't believe it, of a Rebbe who was having on Lag BaOmer, they were having like a bonfire inside someone's house, inside the Beis Medrash. But there are two attitudes towards it. And the proper attitude is, I'm not saying never to, it's wrong, there's no question. What they're doing is wrong. It's not a shaila. When you see a child, your own child, do something wrong, you do get upset with him. But you never lose a love for him. And you scold him in a certain way where he knows and you know that the ava that between the parent and the child was never removed. What the Taz is saying is, if you're doing because of Shalom, he's my fellow brother, all right. I don't want to go so far as a Shalom to say, listen, I don't want you to do this because you're going to spread the virus and I'm going to get sick. And I think it's more than that. Shalom means, yeah, I know I have to have Av Yisrael. But the Taz says, no, Av Yisrael has to be real Av Yisrael. Has to be real love for your fellow Jew, even when he does something that makes you cringe. You have to know how to approach it. The Mispar Shemels, and I want to read something from the Rebbe from Slobodka. Mispar Shemos means every individual. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron, I want you to give a bracha to every single Jew. I want everyone to come in front of you. Bonim Atem Lashem. Every one of you was part of us. Every one of you is important to me and to Kodesh Baruch Hu and important to Moshe Rabbeinu. I want you to think of the greatness in yourself. That means we have a chiyuv for ourselves to look at every other individual with the same love. V'zehu ikar chashav, sheyamin kol echad v'yechad mi'itanu, shekol ma shenemer b'tanach, uvedivrei chazal ha'klag Yisrael kula, whatever is written in the Torah, about all of Klag Yisrael, nemer akol yachad v'yachad. It's also on every individual. Kichol prat la'asma chashav kachal kachlal. Every individual is part of the klal. Vizuhe and Isias Rosh Limnos called Yachla Atmo. Everyone should count themselves. Vachashi Vizu Olamasi. This is universal. Shinimshul Yisrael Kochavim. We are compared to stars. Shekol Echod Meir La Atmo. We enlighten ourselves. Vachol HaYeshuv Kulo Tachas Kochav Echod Yoshe. And everyone is under one star. V'al kol yachad v'yachad ladas she'im katan hu be'enei atzmo. If you think less of yourself, lo chena emes. That's not true. Ki be'enei ha'Torah archu v'chashivosu le'en aruch. The Torah wanted to show that everyone has a chashivas. There's no comparison. V'alav lachshav l'rochim es erchu v'masav she'yat'imu le'erosh ha'Torah. This interesting last week's parsha finishes off with talking about Erech, when a person says, I want to give to the Beit HaKabayis a certain amount based on the worth of Erech of a man. And the Torah says, oh, if it's a man from 20 to 30, with this and that, how much each one is. How can you give a price tag on a person? What does that mean? You give a price tag on a person? No, it's just the opposite. We think, who are the great people? Rabbi Kalimer. He's a tzaddik. He's the gadol of West Hampton. Maybe the gadol of more than just West. I believe more than West Hampton, but he's the gadol, right? So he's a tzaddik. He has to be a tzaddik. No, and therefore you don't have any worth. No, that's the whole thing. You have to say whatever you do is something which the Kodesh Baruch Hu loves. He wants to hear from you, and whatever little person does in every aspect of a shul, each one of them deserves the unbelievable covenant of brios and respect. And to understand that all together, everyone has to love everyone, the person who makes sure to come into the shul, puts on the light first. Each one has a tachlis. V'ra'inu l'hadgasha ki yom yesh imra shaguras avas Yisrael. What does it mean, avas Yisrael? We always say avas Yisrael, avas Yisrael. Avas klal Yisrael, avazu hu zuhi imura reka mikol tochen. It's an empty statement. Ki mahu klal Yisrael. Zehu she'ohavo harehu einu makriya klal. You love the concept of Klal Yisrael. Do you love the individual? Ein hu ohev elas ha'pitgam ha'kori av Yisrael. You know what he loves? He loves the saying, Av Yisrael. But that's not truly Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael is to see what we've been saying, tonight. Tonight we're beginning that what this is, you know, the Tochacha is 2 weeks before Shavuos, and the Tochacha is 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Chazal didn't want you to go into the holidays with the Tochacha. You have to learn something from the Tochacha, but always want you to go up on a high note. The high note, what is the high note of going into Kabbalah Satorah? What is the greatest way to prepare ourselves in order to be Mekabel Torah? I think the answer is very simple. The idea is, number one, is to believe the Nishmas Elokus, to believe that each one of us have a very special place. Each one of us has a Kedusha within us. Each one has a Tashmishe Kedusha. Each one of us has a Kedusha that is fulfills the entire body of the Jew. And that Neshama, that Nishmas Elokus within, is desirous of coming closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And for many, Tinuk Shin Nishba, people who weren't taught, and the fire surrounds them, and the Yetzer Haras that's in this world prevents them from being an Oved Hashem. That's true. And our job as a Rebbe, our job as Tamidim, as our job as teachers, our job as parents, and our job is looking to ourselves to understand that we all have that Nishmas HaLakus within us, and something's preventing us from coming close to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So let's remove that which prevents us. The second idea is to believe that every individual is necessary. The way we have to look at other people in Klal Yisrael, there's no one can be left aside, no one can be left alone. When you see people who are off the derech, and or if they're on their own derech, I hate that term, off the derech. But you see people who are Oved Hashem in a different way. Even people who are from different denominations, right? There's a way to treat them. There's always to treat them with respect. And also to understand, this is how they were brought up. We could somehow, if you act in a certain way, maybe you'll be able to bring them close. And if not, okay, that's between them and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. But we have to have Avos Yisrael. We have to believe in every individual. And then also the Nesivah says, and the problem is that if you don't believe in yourself, if you really believe, I'm a chote. And so let me tell you a secret. We're all chotem. Every single one of us over here, everyone that we know of, all of us are chotem. Some of us are more chotem than others. Okay. So do tshuva. But that doesn't mean that we cannot live a life of hamakom yinachem. We can't believe Baruch Kavod Hashem Emkomo, that God is over there. No, he's not over there. He's here. He's with us. And when you believe in all of this, and if you believe in Avos Yisrael, Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. That's what happened before. How can you have Ish Echad B'Lev Echad? Such unity. You're mispatel yourself. When you say, I'm not more important than anyone else. We're all important. We're all Iker. And if you believe that, and you truly have Avos Yisrael for every individual, and I think that is the most beautiful message of the Taz. You know why you can't say a Gomel for everyone else? Look in the mirror. Did you really have Avos Yisrael? I believe this time, some people wrote a lot of articles, a lot of different things on Facebook and this. You know, maybe they are doing L'Shem Shemaim, I don't know, but I felt so often, I mean, that they're getting something off the chest. Their anger at the other party, their anger at the people to the right, to the people to the left, you know, why are they acting in a certain way? Okay, there's a way to give Musar. It's interesting that today, the Chazon Ish and also Rav Kook, they both said there's no such thing as a mum lahakas. Mum lahakas is a mummer, someone who's rebelling lahakas against God, out of anger. So there's no such thing. No one can be a mum lahakas today. Why? The Yetzer Hara is so prevalent. It's so out there. It's so, the world's sense of morality is so different than ours. You can't help but people just not understanding what the correct erech is. And if you really believe that, if you really believe these two concepts, these two principles, that everyone has a Nishmas Elokus, and the Yetzer Hara is what's stopping everyone from getting in contact with their own Nishmas Elokus, would you be upset at someone who was dying of a certain disease? Oh, I can't believe he can't run around the block. He has this disease. Why would you be upset at him? That's what it is. That's how you have to look at every individual. And more importantly, that's how you look at ourselves. If we have difficulty sometimes coming closer to Hashem and to in our tefillas and in the way our do mitzvahs and the way we act as Jews, it shouldn't become disheartening. If it becomes disheartening, then he can't take a step forward. That, I think, is the message that Parshas Bamidbar is trying to give us before we walk into Shavuos and to be Mekabel LaTorah. That Yetz Hashem. So the Shavuos, I know, is going to be a little difficult. I don't remember ever in my lifetime, to be honest. I think I started staying up all night. Maybe I will anyway, but staying up all night and giving shiurim. I mean, ever since I've been in this community, every single year I give shiur throughout night. And I miss it very much. I miss very much the fact that every Shabbos and Sunday and Wednesday, you know, to give shiur on the Zoom is very nice. But it's not, it's not the same. You know, you want to be in the room with everyone else and to have a Shavuos night where I'm not going to be staying up all night and giving shiurim. It's one of the highlights of my life every year, the fact that I'm able to teach for hours and hours and giving over in Torah. So this year, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us that our avoda is going to be different. Avoda has to be by ourselves. And maybe the avoda has to be by ourselves so that we see this and understand what really is Avos Yisrael. You know, I can't wait till the first time I get into shul and someone gets up to daven and he schleps and he schleps and he schleps and say, all right, Baruch Hashem, I'm sitting here with somebody schlepping. And I'm wishing everyone a good Yantif, and thank you very much.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Be well.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thanks. I don't know how to do this. Okay, leave.